Christ. Not a case that you lost one, but Metchila Ruvein knows he has to bring Korban Chatis. He ate Chela b'Shoigeg, he ate Dam b'Chelev, and then he has to bring Korban Chatis. So he was mafish at the beginning, two Kavonis right away, Lachrayis. Lachrayis means, I'm doing two. What for what purpose? And lo yitzuyu, one dies and one gets lost, then I want to use the second one. But not the pshat is first he made one and he lost it, and then he made a second one. That, according to Rebbe, is always lemisazlan. But in the case where at the beginning, right away, you set aside two kavanas to save lachrayis, like Rashi says, lachrayis, shim tova da'achas, if one gets lost, yovi chavret, I'll bring the second one. So that's the case of chatis, that's royim. Is the locha, the shtechatois, hifre shtechatois lachrayis, mischapa b'yachas men, you have your choice, whichever one of the two, you could bring makrevit, that's your kaparo. Ushniya tiro, and that's the locha, the second one is only tiro, you don't have to kill it, it's not called a chatis shavda, that's called lachrayis, the dinya, the leftover one, is only you have to let it pasture in the fields, until it becomes a balmum, and then you sell it. In such a case by Pesach, Korv Shlomim, who is Minakasha now. If this is the case that's Roya, in such a case by Korv and Pesach, it's Zichah brought for Shlomim. Because by Shlomim, by Pesach, let's say you set aside two Karbonis for Korv and Pesach, for Lachrayis. In case one gets lost, you want to use the other one. So the other law is whichever one you pick, use that one, and the second one is a complete meiser of carbon pesach, that's a leftover carbon, that's brought for shlamim. So that's going to be a kasha and shmul now. Shmul just got finished saying a klal, that whenever by a carbon chattis, it's roya, by a carbon pesach also. And it says not like that. It says you have a carbon pesach, you have your mafrish two lachrayis, so one you bring for the Korban Pesach, and the second one is brought for Shlomim. So it's a back of theory on Shmuel's Klal. How could Shmuel say whenever it's Roya by a Chatis, it's Roya by Pesach? Elad Marathia answers, Elad Shmuel Kreb Shimon Svirulei. Hateyesh Reb Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon Shita. The Omar he holds Chomesh Chatoyes Mesos. That what, there's only one halach l'moshe Mitzinai. By a Korban Chatis, these five halachas is always l'misa. And Echnami, according to Reb Shimon, there's never a case of Roya. For you have Roya the Reb Shimon less like Klal. And Reb Shimon Tak holds there's never a case by Korban Chatis that you have to let a pasture. Reb Shimon holds that all cases by Chatoyis, whenever something goes wrong and you can't bring both of them, you have the second one, or you can't bring this one, it's always Lamisa Islam. That's the Lachal Moshe Mitzinan. You always have to lock it up in the room and let it die by itself. But then Echnami, according to Reb Shimon, there's never a case of Roya. So Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. Shmuel, Gemara. Shmuel, so the Chorot, Boroyal Reb Shimon left like Klal. So it is a Kasha now. If Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, how could Reb Shimon before say a Klal? He said that whenever by a Chatis Mesa, by a Korban Pesach, it's Shlomim. Whenever by a Chatis, it's Roya, by a Korban Pesach, also it's Roya. But Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, there's never a case of Roya. So how could Shmuel say such a Klal? Whenever you have Roya by Chatis, Pesach also has Roya. There's never a case of Roya by a Chatis. So what is Shmuel saying? Shmuel never meant to say that. Like we'll be chosen now a little bit. No, Shmuel only meant to say like this. He only said one klal, Shmuel. The klal is like this. Anytime you have a korban chatis, that these five halachis now, it was lost, or the nischap rubailim, or over shnosai, that the halacha is by korban chatis, you have to let it die. But Pesach, if the same thing happens by your korban Pesach, you lost one and then you found it, the loch of Korv Shlomim. It's always brought for Shlomim. Oh, my Kamashmon, or Vezoi, what is Shmuel's Chiddush then? Like Pshita. We know these halachas by Korban Pesach. Any moisture, any leftover Korban Pesach that's not brought for Korban Pesach is brought for Shlomim. So what is Shmuel teaching us? Have the Gemara lafukim at Rabbi Yochanan. He's coming to go kineged Rabbi Yochanan. The Yoma Rabbi Yochanan said before that ain't a Pesach Korv Shlomim, elishanim so acha Shchita. That Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shita before, that when is a Korban Pesach that you lost, and you brought a second one, and now you found the first one. When do we say when you find the first one, you could bring it for Shlomim, only if you find it after you brought your second Korban Pesach. That Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein ha-Pesach Shlomim el shenimso acha shchita. Only if you found the lost one after you made the shchita on the second one. Let's say you found the lost Korban Pesach before you shechted your second Korban Pesach. the one you have right now, even though it's after Chatzos. But since you found it before you made the Shechita, so Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Svarim, we say really both of them are in front of your nose. You have the choice right now, pick whichever one of the two you want. So the fact you're picking one, that's as if you're pushing away the second one. It's called you being matched for the second one. Loi. So therefore, the one you do not pick has a din dichui. You're not allowed to bring it for shlomim anymore. It has to be raw asher yistoyev, and then you bring the money for korban shlomim. So Alma, what do you see? Rabbi Yochanan holds that shechita kavur. It's totally, when do you find this lost korban to say you can bring for shlomim if you find it only after shechita? But if you find it before shechita, even though it's after chatzai, so what? As long as it's before shechita, we say b'shas shechita, now's your choice which of the two korbanos to pick. So since you're picking one and not the other one, that's called you're pushing it away. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Svarim. What does Shmuel say? Kamashmula, and the Shmuel holds not like that. That chatzai's kova. That Shmuel is holding like Rabbi Zeira's Svarim before. That Shmuel holds no, it's totally a chatzai's. That at the time of chatzai's Erev Pesach, that's the time when it's kaveya, it determines then which carbon you can use for your Pesach. So if at chatzai's you only have one carbon now, the lost one you didn't find yet. So you made a second carbon, and that's the carbon you have now, b'shas chatzai's. This is the one that's kaveya for your carbon Pesach. So even though you don't bring this carbon until 3 in the afternoon, and by 2 in the afternoon you find your lost carbon. So the one you lost now and you found now, it's not called Ichui. It's never considered Roi for the Korban Pesach. Because at the time you found it, since you found it after Chatzos, at the time of Chatzos it was already determined that the one you had then is going to be your Korban Pesach. So the one you find later is like never Roi for the Korban Pesach. That's called the leftover Korban Pesach, a Moisa Korban Pesach, that's Bos for Shlomim. So that's the Machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Like we had before, do we hold like Rav or do we hold like Rav Zeira? Do we say, is Chatzos Kaveya, that determines which carbon you're going to use? Or do we say, no, stop tolling Chatzos, it's only B'Shas Shechita. Even though now it's 3 in the afternoon. But now's the time you're going to bring a carbon Pesach. If you found your first one, you have the choice which one of the two you want. So it's called they're both Roy for the carbon. And they're both Roy, and you take one and push away the second one, that's as far from Dichu, you're pushing it away, it can't be used anymore. This is one way to learn. This is the Machlokes Shmuel and Rav Yochanan.
Yet Nalim Mora says, Lishnach Rina. Another way to ask the kasha we asked before on Shmuel. Again, the Shmuel said, whenever by a chatis it's royim, by a korban pesach it should also be a royim, not korof. So the question was before, according to the Rabbonin, there was a case to say the array of dor. It was lost, and then you found it, so the loch according to Rabbonin was, the din was, it was royim. Like we had the Bryce in Nomad Aleph, that now in Hefresh Chatos, the Yovdo, Vifresh Acheres Tachtev, and Imtos Arishain, Arishte Moines, Echel Mentikorv, Shnia Thomas, Libre Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. The Chom Moimrim, Ein Chatos, Mesel, Shinimtos, the Yachash Neschapu Bailim. Only if you found it after. Hokkaidim Shinschapu Bailim, the Din is Roya. This was the Kash, you see, by Chatos it's Roya, and by Korban Pesach we say it's Korv Shlomin. So Gemara, this is Lishnachrin, this is another way to ask the Kash now. What we ilu b'pesach heichid diovad v'nim tzu'acha chatzois koydim shchita yikorav shlomim. That by korban pesach though, if you lost the first korban, then you brought a second one, and if you found the first one after chatzois, even though you found it before shchita, still since you found it after chatzois, then it is yikorav, you could bring it for shlomim. Skru takasha and Shmuel, if you say it's totally in the din of a chatis, by a chatis in such a case according to Rabbonin, it's yiroya. So how could Shmuel say by korban pesach the din is that it's korav, it's for shlomim? I Shmuel said whatever is by chatis roya, by a pesach the din is should also be roya. So Marant says now Shmuel kirabis really. I'll tell you no. Shmuel does not hold like Reb Zeira Shita, but instead Shmuel also holds like Rabbi Shita. The Yoma that Rabbi holds shchita kavur, that according to Rabbi it's totally you have to find it after shchita. Say nechnami. If you lost your korban pesach and you mafresh a second one, and even as after chatzos now, if you find the first one before you shech the second one, enechnam according to Shmuel it only be a din yiroya, because since both of them are in front of your nose b'shas shchita, it's like you have a choice to take whichever one of the two you want. So if you pick one, it's considered like you're throwing away the second one, and that's one's called dichui. As long as you found it before Shechita, it's taka nitche, and you can't use it for korban shlomim. It's only a din of yiroah. So according to Rabba, Chatis and Pesach have the exact same halacha, like the Chachamim's din by Chatis. The Chachamim say by Chatis, kol zaman you find your first Chatis, before you're in a schaper with the second one, before you make a Shechita on the second one, the din is yiroah. You can't use it. You see, you don't have to let it die, but it's only Yirua. And the same halach applies by Korban Pesach. If you find the first Korban before you shech the second one, according to Rabbah, the din is, it's a Luria. So the Mar V'Homi, the Koma Rabbi Yechanan, Olo, Eina Pesach Korban Shlomim, Elo Shenimtso Achashchitom. Since Rabbi Yechanan is the one that says that when there's a Pesach Korban Shlomim, if you find the first one after Shchita, if you find it before Shchita Loi, then you cannot shecht it, then it's your own. Alma, what do you see according to Rabbi Yechanan? Shchita Kavod, that Shchita is Kavas. Havazoy Mechlau de Shmuel Sova Chatzoy is Kavod. Hey, since Shmuel argues on Rabbi Yechanan, Shmuel has told that Chatzoy is Kavos. And not like we're saying now, he holds like Rova that Shchita. Elo de Gemara says Shmuel Karebi Svirle. Shmuel has told like Rebbe. The Yomar Avuda Lemisozla. Enechnami, whenever it's lost, it's always Lemisozla. I will call Avudin the Rebbe Mason. According to Rebbe, any time it's lost by Korban Chatzos, it's always Mason. Vilu Bepetzach, Mashenka, Mekorban Pesach, Hechid Diyavat Koitim Chatzos. In a case where it was lost before Chatzos, Venimtsa Koitim Chatzos, and Yutaka found it again before Chatzos, the din is Roya. So, what do you see? So you see, there's a case by a Korban Pesach that it's Roya, even though according to Rebbe, all cases by Chatez is Lemisa's law. So how could Shmuel say Chatez and Pesach are the same halacha? And for the Gemara, Ksova, Koidim Chatzos, Lav Ibadu, Uksova Chatzos Kavua. So the Gemara answers that Shmuel holds that Koidim Chatzos, Lav Ibadu. If the Korban Pesach was lost before Chatzos, and then you found it before Chatzos again, that's not called it was lost. Because before Chatzos Bechlal, Nerev Pesach, it's not a Zman for Shchitas Pesach. So Bechlal, that's not called Ovid. Uksova Chatzos Kavo, and Shmuel holds like Reb Zeir Shita, that Chatzos is Kavas. So as long as it was found before Chatzos, before the Zman of Zman Shchita, that's not called lost at all. But then Achanami, once it was lost after Chatzos, so at the time of Chatzos, you only had the second Korban, that was the Korban that's Kaveya to be the Korban Pesach. Therefore, when that's the Korban, now if you find the one that was lost, as long as you find it after Chatzos, that's called like it was never Roy for the Korban. Therefore, the din is Korban Shlomim. So now Shmuel is very good. By a Chatzos, any time the Korban Chatzos was lost, and you amafresh the second one, and then you find the first one, Shmuel holds like Rebbe that it's always Lemis Ozla. Since it's always Lemis Ozla, and Echnami by Korban Pesach, any time the Korban was lost, which means now after Chatzos was lost, as long as the Korban had a shame lost on it, and then you found it, and the Chanami is Taka Korban Shlomim. So Mele Shmuel comes out very good, stems one with the other. Peter, now since there are two Kabbonis now, it's always Lamis Ozlam, by a Korban Pesach also. Anytime it's considered lost, that means after Chatzos it was lost, whenever you find it later, it's always brought for Shlomim. So that's the Mishnah. Hifrish Nekevel Apitzchei. Let's say somebody by mistake, he's Mafrish in a Nekevel for Korban Pesach. That the locher is a Korban Pesach dafka has to be a zochor ben shana. You're only allowed to bring a Korban Pesach from a lamb or an aid. It has to be a tzoin, and it has to be a 1 year, less than a year old, and it can only be a zochor, a male. Let's say you went and took in a cave a mafish of a Korban Pesach, lepischei. Oi zochor, else you took a male lamb, ben shtei shonim, it's over a year, it's in the second year already. So lechur, it's not roi for Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says now the locher is yiroi achi stoivu. This Korban is not called like a leftover Korban Pesach to be brought for Korban Shlomim, but rather it's called Nidche. It's called Dichoy. It can't be used anymore, and you have to let it pasture in the fields until it gets a Balmun, and then you can sell it. Then you'll sell it. And the money you put into the Nedava and the Beis HaMikdash, where they buy Korban Shlomim from it. So Rashi says, they're in a royal Pesach. Since you're Makdish Metchila, a 2 year older, or in the cave, it's not Roy for Pesach. It's Lochi Yeroz at Rashi, the Kavosa Afrosha. When you were Makdish set aside, what did you mean to do with it? For a real Korban, you didn't mean to be Makdish it, because you can't bring in a cave for a Korban Pesach. To say Metchila, you only Makdish it for Kedushas Damim. Like this animal, you want it to be Kaddish enough that you sell it, and with the money you get from it, you bring a Korban Damim. Now the Chiddush is Afa Pishami Korba the Chuyam. At the beginning, when you marked the shit, right away it wasn't royu. Hareyu ke kavua, it's as if it's first lagat a shame korban on it. Shenidche was pushed away. Shein watsmer korban shlomim elodomiv. That this korban can never be brought anymore. You only have to sell it, and with the money you could bring it. We'll see in the Gemara the chiddush here. Vayta hamafresh pitzchay. Somebody was mafresh a korban pesach.